do we really think that we're all becoming one another? As well, Mamu and Aggie say, are we really becoming each other?
Yeah.
I think we are as well.
I think influenced each other too much. I think we need a bit of a summer apart.
What the hell?
Hey, where are you looking? Can you guess what's cooking? I'm a booking you up. For a sneak, for a peek, baby, every week you're gonna scream.
What the hell, Navya? Are entrepreneur, ye hai Navya. Kare baat khul ke, ye hai Navya. With a mom, with a nanny comes Navya.
Ultimately, the bond of all companionship, whether in marriage or in a friendship, is conversation. This was said by Oscar Wilde, but come to think of it, it is kind of true, because conversations are like the sails to every relationship. See what I did there, I guess? No? Okay, anyway. Hello and welcome to What the Hell, Navya, empowered by Bumble. And what I want to say today is that we've recorded 9 episodes together. My mom, Nani and I. She'll be happy for the grammar. And it's been, honestly, a really great bonding session because this is something we do anyway at home. And it was really nice to come here and talk about things with so much comfort and clarity and have this little safe, cozy space where we can argue, but also agree, laugh, sometimes fake cry, but also enjoy. And I really hope that, you know, we were able to make a difference in your life in whatever way, big or small. And in this episode, we are going to be wrapping up the season, but we'll be talking about some of the key takeaways from our discussions so far. Since this might be the last time I'm having coffee with you guys, it is a big, big mug today, so I'll be right back on the other side of this short break. Welcome back, guys, to the episode. This is our last one. How are we feeling today?
Very exhausted.
Oh, okay. I'm feeling a bit sad, but I'm
a little bit cranky.
Oh, well, nothing new there.
Thanks, guys.
Well, I'm a bit sad because it's our last episode and we've...
Why do you say last?
Well, true.
If people enjoy and like, then maybe we can repeat.
Happy to do that. But I think we've spoken about a lot in this season over the many episodes that we've recorded. And we're going to basically talk about some of the key takeaways that we have from each of those episodes. And we're going to start with Mom.
Okay.
Attention.
Yes.
Are you attention?
No.
Okay.
No, I am.
Thanks for giving me your full attention. So you said in one of the episodes that men have been given a chance to run the world and we saw what happened. It's time we give women a chance and see what they do with it.
Mm-hmm.
You also followed it up with the fact that women are always called in to clear messy situations and problems.
Mm-hmm.
Should we be proud of that? Where did that thought come from? Because I really actually like that line. And I do agree with you.
I mean, it's always putting someone in, like giving them the toughest job. And if they do well, then okay. And if they don't do well, then, you know, you blame everything on them. But yeah, I think it has a positive and a negative. I don't think it's because they think we're more capable. I just think it's they want someone else to shoulder the blame. But I mean,
I do agree with the sentiment behind that because then you later said that you would want to see more women in positions of leadership.
Yes.
Which I would also like to see.
Because I think they're more empathetic. And
I think in general, women do make better leaders.
And I think that what the world needs today is a lot more empathy. We don't have empathy. Everyone's like each one for itself. Nobody's, forget each one for itself in, you know, countries and people. We're not even thinking about the planet. We're just thinking about ourselves. And it's getting really scary out there.
Nani, you said in one of the episodes that women have to go through a lot of physical and mental pain to achieve everything or anything. And we have to really go through a lot. So do you think it's true now as well for women today? Or is the world a bit kinder to women now?
No, I don't think the world is kinder.
Like, not at all?
The world is not kinder to human beings.
True.
I mean, human beings are not kinder to themselves.
Or to the world, okay? Really.
Yes.
We don't take
but
care
you know,
of this world.
Navya, I don't want that this discussions or podcast or whatever you call, heart to heart, should not become a man bashing.
Mm.
We are not here to man bash. We are here to say, Not that women are better, but women can also be as good.
Exactly, yeah. I agree. They should be given a chance.
Yes, of course.
You can't write someone off without giving someone a chance.
Yes, absolutely. And when I say that they have to go through a lot of physical and mental struggle to reach where they are going to reach, it's not completely achieved as yet. It's going to still take some more time and more in our country because mothers have not brought up their sons
the
to
way
think
they've...
differently.
Yeah, but also I think the whole point of women empowerment is not that we're just supposed to be doing it by ourselves, and bashing men is not really the answer to the problem. We can't
absolutely
feel empowered by putting someone else down.
Absolutely.
The point is that we have to work together. Men have to be a part of the movement, the solution, because, you know, it's not something that women solely are responsible for themselves alone. And I think I agree with you. I think there's no point in bashing men. So that's exactly what we're not trying to do.
No, exactly. We have enough confidence. Women have to be given the platform. You can call it opportunity to show and to prove that they are as good. So that's not trying to put anybody down. They're just trying to say they're equals. I'm really hoping that your generation is going to prove that. We've had to.
I mean, we're at it. We're really at
against
it.
Against the tide, but we did manage.
We are also really going for it, though.
And I hope that by the time you achieve something in life, not only you alone, but girls of your age, but from the not the same kind of background and opportunities and facilities, but also from, if they can get somewhere and if they can achieve, then that will be a success.
Mm-hmm. Well, we did have at some point in the show a very, very volatile episode on romance and love and relationships, which I'd rather not bring up. But since we're talking about key takeaways from, you know, episodes, unfortunately, we have to touch on this. But I don't really want to open up some kind of Pandora's box. So
just giving
a disclaimer there. But we did talk about how work and a partner, you know, are just pieces of our lives and cannot be our entire life. Mom is like ready. She's like straightened out.
Rolling up my sleeves.
She's woken up.
Okay.
This is her favorite topic. No, so I was just saying that the outcome from that was that, you know, a partner, even work, cannot be your entire life.
Mm.
And it has to just be a piece of our life. And that was something that, you know, we discussed and took away.
Yes, and a lot of women actually make their relationships their entire focus. They change as human beings. It's all about, you know, they change their set of friends, they change their thought process, everything to match the guys. And then when things don't go well and then they break up, then it's tough because you stop having a life of your own. I think you should always have a life of your own. But maybe that will come with time and maturity.
That's a personal statement.
When you're so young, I suppose it's a bit difficult to see through all the happy hormones or whatever you guys are feeling.
Happy hormones?
It means you feel happy and butterflies and you know that very...
No one's feeling butterflies. What does that mean?
Navya, please stop it. Of course you are. You're like, you're Valentine's Day and
what's
gifts
wrong
and...
with Valentine's Day?
No, nothing's wrong. I'm very happy for the people who celebrate it. But I'm just saying that when all that...
Do you like Valentine's Day? I think I remember you saying you hated it.
No, I don't hate it. But it's like, it's a big deal out of nothing.
Right. Anyway, moving on. We also spoke about how, as women, we need to make more decisions that are for ourselves as opposed to for maybe like our families or what people think that we should be doing and make more selfish decisions. That's what you said, by the way, just saying. And, you know, we need to stop sacrificing things that we enjoy or things that make us happy for the sake of others, which is something I think we
I've really noticed that Navya has become very cheeky after this podcast. She's really gotten some
what
extra...
What do you mean? I'm reading what
really
you
cheeky.
Said.
It's really given her some... extra.
No, but it's good. Why should she be bullied?
Have I? Because you guys have really... It's like a defense mechanism now.
No, she's really become like a little bit like...
No, good. I'm glad. I'm glad.
We'll have to see to that.
Women need to stop sacrificing their happiness and things that they want to do for the sake of others.
No. Yeah, Navya, are you listening to the words that you're saying?
Yes,
Are you? Good. Good.
Yes.
Good to know.
I am.
I don't think sacrifice is the right word that I would use.
What word would you use instead?
I would say that you're putting somebody else's requirements, emotions and thoughts before yours.
Hmm.
It's not a sacrifice. I think when you do something from within you, it's not a sacrifice. You know you're an educated girl, you're a smart girl. Why should you be saying sacrifice? I remember when I stopped working and everybody said, oh, she sacrificed her career for her marriage and children. It was not so. I was really very happy being a mother and a wife. I enjoyed that role more than what I was getting to do, which is the repeat of the same thing. It was not a sacrifice at all.
I also say this all the time, is that when people talk about women empowerment, they always think that, oh, women should work. And, you know, they look sometimes down on women who genuinely just want to be homemakers. And there's like absolutely nothing wrong with that. You know,
the whole point
of women empowerment is that you make a choice for yourself. And if that choice is...
And also that your voice is in the home is also respected as well as outside the
home. And if that choice is to be a CEO or a homemaker, then both are equally empowering enough, and no one should look down on the fact that, you know.
I mean, if today, whether it's you, whether it's Shweta, or whether it's me, or any other women that we are interacting with who have a voice, have got it because our mothers have given it, because they've done it and shown it to us.
Yeah.
You know?
And even that our families have created an environment for us where we feel heard, where we feel we can voice our opinions and talk about things. I mean, we certainly have that in the house, which I think is great. We really don't hold back from giving our opinions on absolutely anything.
Yeah, we are very free with our
opinion giving,
yes.
Yeah, and everyone takes it in stride, you know. It's not that we... Like, we listen to all the... I feel like I'm just like...
You were not there yesterday. Yesterday, you were not there.
What happened
yesterday? You missed out a lot of action.
What? Why?
At the dining table.
What did I do?
You didn't do anything.
What was the action?
Oh, yeah, Nani had a bit of a...
What? Tell me.
No, I didn't have anything.
It was like a discussion.
Yeah.
And then an outburst? Or
and then Mamu started playing some music.
Oh, dear. He always does that to diffuse...
And then he was saying that, Shweta, come on, play this for Mama. Play this music. What? Play what music for Mama, he said.
He always plays...
I don't know, I had really zoned out because I was like, I don't know.
Mamu always does that. Every time there's like, he sees that the tensions are rising, he'll just start playing some music. And I'm like, and it's always like not calming music.
Yeah, of course.
It's always some like house tech music.
Well, I don't know which music, some Bhalta song music used.
What? It must have been some English, right?
No, Bhalta is Nani's favorite
word. Yeah, it's a new, I've realized she's been using it a lot recently.
It's a new favorite word.
Is it?
Yeah,
I keep saying Bhalta for everything.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's a new favorite word.
Oh, really?
Anyway, moving on to a rather another sensitive topic, which is parenting.
Everything has been sensitive now.
Yeah, all really, the topics now that I look over it, everything has been a bit, you know.
No, I think we've managed pretty well.
Yeah, we have. But we spoke about fear and respect in parenting. Well, Mom said that she wouldn't want her kids to fear her, but respect her.
Yeah.
You just reiterate on that point a little bit, because I'm still quite fearful of you.
This fear, just now you've expressed that,
but
I'm,
I am scared
because she called you cheeky. You said I'm comfortable here because it's in this little space.
No, I am scared of you. I'm not going to lie.
So obviously I need to work on that fear respect ratio.
But I think I'll always be scared of you. You're my mom.
I think
it's more out of respect.
I think you fear out of respect.
Yeah.
You fear that you may say or do something that's disrespectful. You're not really scared that somebody is going to hit you or somebody is going to kill you.
Yeah, it's also
it's more out of respect.
Yeah, because I used to have this a lot when I was in school.
No, you don't want to enrage somebody or upset somebody and then get into a thing.
Yeah, but my thing
was
also...
scared that if I do... I think like you never really grow up. So that part of you is always like, especially Indian kids.
Like me in particular or just kids?
No. I'm talking about myself. Indian. You're always scared that, oh, I'll tell her this and she'll get irritated. Or you know, so something like that. You just don't want to irritate
people. I remember when I was in school and obviously, you know, cultures are very different and we were in boarding school in like England and then and I used to see the way some of my friends used to like speak to their moms and I'd be like, oh, like how can you say that? I was like, if I ever said this to my mom, like I would never dare, like, you know, get into a full argument. Like I still don't think I would, out of respect more than fear. Like, I wouldn't back answer to you about certain things.
But that's our culture. That's our upbringing.
Yeah, but sometimes I saw, like, my friends get into full-on fights. And I was like, how can you say this to your mom? I was, like, thinking about it. I was like, I would never even dare speak to my mom like that.
I don't think you should use the word dare. I think...
No, but I just wouldn't. I just feel like I would never be able to even speak to her in that way.
So take that word dare out of your mind.
Yes.
You wouldn't do it because you have been brought up to respect your parents or your guardians.
Yeah.
And you would not do it. It's not dare.
On the flip side of it is that, you know, mom is like said she has to balance the line between fear and respect. And I think for kids in general, we have to balance the line between like love and taking our parents for granted sometimes. Because we... do just kind of expect things to happen.
I think when you're young,
like I did
and when
today.
You're little, you take your parents for granted.
What did you do?
I literally did it today. And I, as I got in the car, I was like, oh. Like they asked me, they were like, oh, what do you want for lunch? And I was like, mama ko poocho. Like I didn't even, I was like, oh, she'll just figure it out. You know?
Are you coming home for lunch?
Yes. Where else do I eat my lunch? But I literally,
not with us.
I literally did it this morning when they came to
that's
say.
Okay. I don't mind doing
okay.
that.
These are okay.
I know, but I thought about it and
taking
I was like,
for granted in... When you're little, you can take for granted. But when you're older, that is when you can't.
She's not little. She just said, I'm 24. I'm earning my own money.
She's little shit.
Anyway, the next thing that we talked about, which is something I love talking about, is that sex education is something that needs to be taught in schools. And not just sex education. I actually think that financial management is also something we should be taught. Because I don't think I was ever taught about taxes in school, how to file taxes. And then you grow up and then you don't know how to file taxes. And then you're kind of like, well, nobody ever taught me how to do that. So I think these are things that as kids we should be taught about. You know, managing your own money, how to budget, how to basically like, financial management, but more importantly, sexual health education is something that's
needed.
You're
really confused.
Yeah. Why?
Where is sex and where is
I'm just saying things
money
that
management
should be taught in school.
When you're talking about sex ed, reproductive rights, etc., 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 should be done like this. Like, you know, you have those, mama, you have these plays, street plays.
Yeah, yeah.
You know where they do it in a very entertaining way. There's so many ways you can talk about.
I have a few examples of that. So Project Naveli, which is my non-profit, we do a lot of work in the field of menstruation. So every year we partner with this organization called the Muse Foundation, where we have this festival. It's like a period festival. So we basically invite people. So there's poetry on menstruation and like women's bodies and, you know, body rights and consent. There are people dancing. There are people who paint. So it's like visually they have like artists coming and painting stuff. So things like that is probably what you mean is talking about these things in a more exciting way. And we're also painting a wall mural on menstruation with a message about menstruation in Marathi.
Come on, what the hell?
Anyway, the last takeaway that we had where we talked about women and how women now... I have started making the first move with a lot of things. I'm not just talking about like relationships, but just in general as well. But we mainly talked about how women now do make the first move when it comes to relationships and putting themselves out there, which we said was great because they should and it's not a bad thing. And any thoughts on that, guys? None?
I mean, you tell us. I mean, since you're the one who's actively...
No, just we talked about women speaking up...
Yes, it's good. It's good that women should put themselves out there in a relationship.
Drawing a line.
They should also be like, if you're saying you should be self-sufficient in so many things, be self-sufficient in this. Like you decide, you make the first move every time. You can't always wait. And it's putting a lot of pressure on men
also. And even like drawing lines, creating boundaries in relationships where, you know, women do that now, where they're like, no, I don't like this and I don't want that.
Yeah,
and
that's fantastic. That's
and they're
very
taking
good.
Their, you know, the...
That's very good.
The step to say that what they want. Why?
Are you doing that now?
Yes, I am.
Good to know.
I am. I'm making the first moves. I'm drawing those boundaries. I'm doing everything.
I hope you draw boundaries. Nice, strong boundaries.
Anyway, yeah. So that was, you know, something that we spoke about also. But the last question that actually I have is that do we really think that we're all becoming one another? As well, Mamu and Aggie say, are we really becoming each other?
Yeah.
I think we are. I think we are as well.
I think influenced each other
into
too much.
One.
I think we need a bit of a summer apart to regain our identity and then we should assemble
we
after summer.
We are about
summer.
To have that.
I know, I know.
A nice long summer apart. It's not that we're not going to speak.
Yeah, but we're not going to be thrown together so much.
No, but I really think that we have merged into...
I mean, it is a little natural. I mean, you are like the people you meet the most. So you have to be careful about who those people are.
Mm.
Well, I don't mind merging into you guys.
I know Navya changes every time she, like, I know who she's hanging out with because of the way she starts speaking.
You also do the same.
No, Mother, I don't.
You do, actually.
You do, Shweta. You will not believe this, but you pick up.
Okay, moving on.
Okay, what's the next topic?
Isn't there like a Bumble quiz we need to take?
Yeah, we will get to
you
that.
You do the same thing.
Okay. When I do the same thing.
You're getting bashed, it's topic change.
And her
I'm drawing my boundaries. I'm really not appreciating.
Also changes. Have you noticed that?
I'm really not appreciating this conversation. Yeah, these are my boundaries, and please, none of you cross them.
All right.
What about the line has only been rubbed off in the show for my boundaries. You guys cross them and how?
Now, if you're going to name a show, what the hell, Navya?
I've really jumped across the boundaries.
If you call the show what the hell, Navya, you know that the tone is already set, that we're always just going to be like, what the hell is this girl
doing?
We're
going to give you hell,
but
Navya.
I feel like this show, I mean, as many episodes as we've done, is probably like 5% of the reasons why you guys say what the hell. Like, there are so many other things that I do that we haven't even gotten to, I think, personally.
So now,
which we might get to maybe like in another season.
I don't know why you'd want to shine a light on that. It's just going to make your life harder. But okay, go ahead.
There are a lot of other points, which we won't obviously talk about now because this is our last episode. But there are a lot of other things that get you guys to say what the hell. But anyway, the last...
About you?
Yeah.
Yes.
We know that. Anyway, this is the last ever Bumble game that we'll be playing on this season. Are you sad?
Not at all.
Best acting of her career was this little thing that she's just done.
It was very realistic.
So realistic, heart piercer it was. We really felt bad for you that you had to cry.
Yeah. And on that note, let's take a quick breather as we get ready for our beloved Bumble question game. Join us on the other side of the short break. Welcome back. You're listening to What the Hell, Navya? And let's dive straight into the Bumble question game. So the Bumble game of our last season, last episode. What is your favorite part of this podcast?
Mama, you go first. What's your favorite part of this podcast?
I don't know. I like all of them.
Thanks.
I like the beginning and I like the parenting part.
My favorite part of the podcast is when my mother says very nice things about me that I haven't heard in 4 decades.
Shut up.
Oh, that wasn't one of them, but I'm just telling you, that was my favorite part. When you both praise me, I love it.
Shweta,
you always manage to get the praise.
And the light has to be on her. You will see, even when the whole family is talking, some ghoom phirke, some conversation she'll bring, and in the end,
my friends make fun of me because they say it's a unique talent because no matter what the topic is,
she can always bring it back to something
about her. Now listen, if I'm going to be the only non-public facing actor in this family... Some attributes I also have to imbibe, right?
Yeah.
It can't just be about you guys all the time. It has to be a little bit about me also. No, but I'm just
my favorite part of the show is, well, it's definitely not been certain parts that we know, obviously, because I really did get
Now
bashed.
You're slipping into incoherence. Mm-hmm.
But I think my favorite part would be that, you know, sitting here and talking to you guys because it's something that I do all the time and I really enjoyed that and I enjoyed talking.
Which brand of butter is this?
Yeah. It's the very extra thick one.
Easily spreadable. If I'm cheeky, there's a problem. If I'm being nice, there's a problem. What the hell?
Okay. Yeah, that's it.
Guys, we're done. This is where we wrap our season.
This is when you start your fake crying.
No, but I think I'm going to really miss the...
Oscar award winning performance.
It would be nice for us to take a little break from this bug.
No, but I'm really...
Oh, it's a fake break. Because we're all going to drive back together.
And talk at home.
And we're going to be talking. Yeah. And then we're going to eat lunch together. And we're going to be talking
some more. Guys are busy.
Until the one of us just says, stopping. I have something to do and goes home and does nothing but just get some...
Well, anyway, that was it from me, guys. Any last comments, thoughts, feelings?
It was fun, Navya.
Yeah, I had a great time. Thank you.
It was fun.
Yeah, and
otherwise it was.
It was fun. I enjoyed. I learned a lot. from both of you.
I also learned a lot.
You set the record straight on a lot as well. I'd love to be back in here with you two again. It's a pack up, guys. This is the wrap on our season here at What the Hell, Navya. And I have to say, I'm honestly going to miss this recording routine of us waking up every morning, thinking about things that we should talk about, fight about, argue about, laugh about. You know, our commute from Juhu to Khar, meeting everyone at the IVM office who've made me a professional podcaster and a professional reeler at the same time. And Mom and Nani obviously coming in for these recordings. And I think initially we were a little bit awkward and then we got comfortable. I'd say a bit too comfortable. All the coffee that I've chugged to get through the season and all the fun stuff that you saw us do together. And in any case, I think above it all, I think we've made some really good memories. And I hope that you were able to get to bond with your families the way that I did with mine over these 9 episodes. And I hope that you will continue to be having these important conversations and make your world a better place as well. I'm right here on Instagram at Navya Naveli Nanda. And for now, I'll be signing off. Thank you so much for tuning in.